Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed part one. I don't know how long this is going to be like this. I may go back to just you getting the whole shit in one. You know what I mean? I'm cutting it up to kind of, you know, keep your attention. I know you guys don't like to watch nothing that's more than 20 minutes. Some guys are solidified. There's some vets, some professionals on here that can sit and chat with you for hours and y'all are tuned in. So I already know the narrative of short, long, and what's too much. I ain't trying to figure all of that. I agree to cut things up for now. So part two, we're back. I was discussing last in part one about women's happiness being more important than men's. And I'm saying to let's get out of that. Women, don't fucking be blinded to thinking that, you know, he's doing everything he's supposed to. I'm happy. That's it. No, check on your man. Check on his, how you doing? You know what I mean? Like, just give a little shout ever so often about how you feeling. That's it. Go back to part one for more of that. I'm moving on. No one wins when settling. Women may last longer if they're the settler. Let that sink in for a sec. Settling is a thing tied to people with very delusional mindsets, or if I want to sugarcoat it, very imaginative mindsets. They believe in make-believe. Their imagination, you know, takes them way out of reality. So, and we all been there. This is not to criticize. If you are in a situation and you are not happy, piggybacking off the last joint. So who do I talk to first? If I feel women can last longer, let's address the men. Man, you should I make you narrow the gap even shorter? Because a lot of us, to the ones who don't wrap it up right away as soon as you realize this is not it, I don't know what it is. I know I heard a couple things listening on the net that sometimes people get so comfy that they don't want to challenge the thought that if I leave, it's for the better, but I'm comfortable. I'm used to, you know, certain shit, even if you're not getting the best of. You know what I'm saying? Orange juice is orange juice, right? No. My parents, as a kid growing up, real quick, not to sidetrack, you know, I felt that I liked orange juice so much that you can give me any company brand. I just loved orange juice that much. Then my parents were like, no, there's a difference. Tropicana was always arguably number one. Minute Maid was sus, but still good. And then you had store brands, Seatown, Crasdale, da-da-da. I just wanted orange juice. I was good. But is that an example of settling? Maybe. So the point is, going back, things start off good. No one's, listen, you're not going to have the, yo, here's all the flaws off rip. Let me just put it on the table right there. And now you decide if you want to work through this thing knowing that. It's actually better if everybody could just keep it a stack. You meet, I know, it's very unrealistic to think that this conversation will happen. Even, listen, date one, depending on where the date is. Yo, this. Not your weaknesses so much. Try to keep those out of it. Fellas especially. But yo, I'm working on this. I gotta get better at this. I might do this. This, you know what I mean? Instead of sitting there trying to polish yourself as a almost perfect piece. It's like you're selling something and you know you're not really none of that. Keep it a stack. Women too. And what killed me about women, which energizes settling even more. Women, you could, based off attraction alone, you can really say any fucked up shit and you might still get the guy. Sad to say, not of high value, of course, but someone to be there and ride out. The thing about men, we're a little bit too dedicated. So from the bums that have some ambition to the richest, I know the richer they get, the less they're like, look, I am loyal, I will hold it down, but you gotta show me something. That's all, they're just a little more aware and conscious that they deserve some You know, I wash your back, you wash mine. The ones who motivated a little bit, but like at the bottom of the totem pole, to the mid-level ones who are just doing all right, them motherfuckers are helping ride out, man, based off attraction alone, which is not like a great thing to be proud of. But we know how much a woman's beauty is important in our dealings with them. It's just, it is what it is. We can't, I don't care how old you get. Maybe it does matter how old you get. But for now, that is huge. So, women, you need to just lay everything on the table, honestly. And take that chance, because there's always going to be somebody chasing. Now, I know y'all saying that there goes the settling, because if you really, some women got some fucked up shit that if they really say everything, they will be settling, because nobody they want going to want to deal with that. But why are we wasting each other's time? The moral of this story is, if you notice it, react. I would rather you be proactive than reactive. But if it really, you almost, I almost say get you a little notepad. You can use your phone and go, things I can tolerate, things I can't. If you want to use the things you could tolerate as the positive and say, yo, things I love type shit, and mix that up and have that list. If the things I can't tolerate, and keep it honest, if the things you can't tolerate surpass in numbers the stuff you can, it's over. Wrap that shit up. You may have to do this as a little project to yourself. Things I can tolerate / love, things I cannot. Things I cannot should never be more. Fuck, that shouldn't even, it shouldn't tie. If I'm gonna be strict, and really get you to get your value and get what you're worth, it should only, at most, if I got 10 things on what I can tolerate and love, it better be 5 that I can't. And should never pass that. A 10 to 5 ratio. What is that? 5 to 1. If I'm going to keep it all the way a stack. Cut it out. Especially if you're on a journey. I don't care if you didn't get over the hump yet. You will. And if you think like that, you should apply that to shit. So I don't want women or men to settle, honestly. I just feel like women have it easier in the sense of saying they can say what their flaws are. If the guy's attracted enough, it's all right. And you never know what you could get out of that. Women, I know you have expectations through the roof, but you don't know what you could get out of a guy that's maybe not the greatest, highest value, but have potential that's willing to deal with your shit. I don't think you should minus that thought, but I don't want you to settle. You have to draw the line and really iron it out to see the difference between a little, how you call that, compromise versus settling. It's two different things. Men, we have to have our guard up more because we're that loyal when we want to be, where we, that's just blurry. Compromise and settling. We'll think we're compromising, but we're really settling. Women know the difference better. I give y'all that. So I don't want you to settle. I want you to compromise. Fellas too. But you got to research and analyze yourself to the T and say, am I compromising or am I settling? Let's get that, I mean, solid. All right. No recognition for things that you are responsible for and supposed to do. Accept it. Both genders. Case in point, Mother's Day. Everything is revolving. You know what I'm saying? Everything is coming full circle here. You do the things you're supposed to do. Throughout your entire life, you leave that stamp. And if you had kids or you took care of any relatives, you don't have to have kids to be responsible for relatives. And you have put in 100% effort on paper. In real life, that's 90. And you just was consistent with this for as long as you was able to. That is it. Your credibility is stamped. How you're looked at is stamped. And proof is in the pudding. So it don't have to be spoken. There's nothing that needs to be said about your consistency of taking care of business. The shit that you're supposed to. I don't mean relationship. Remember, I mentioned earlier in part one about relationships and women's happiness is not the only important thing. I'm not talking about relationships. There are guidelines in relationships of shit that you should do that you shouldn't get recognition for. to the, you know, based on your partner and what was discussed. I'm talking about in life, period. Especially for a man that has to work, you don't get props for that. You got to work and provide. You don't get props for protecting. You don't get props for raising the kids in a strong way. I'm talking to the fellas. Chris Rock had an amazing comedy special way back when, where he said, I take care of my kids. He said, motherfucker, you supposed to. What kind of dumb shit is that? And I feel him on that. Women, what are you supposed to do? I hate to make it seem like I'm on the attack, but y'all really don't got nothing y'all supposed to do. I mean, raise the kids, yes. If you're a stay-at-home mom, that's there you go. The stay-at-home moms or the single moms, yes, there's things that you have to do. And you're expected to do that. So no flowers, I mean, not no flowers, but do it. You feel me? Don't expect flowers. If you get it, you get it. The stay-at-home moms may get flowers because, you know, the father's going out there busting his ass. He may reassure you of the things you do in holding the household down. I know a few guys like that they said, you know, they big up their partner heavy. So you will get flowers, even though I'm saying don't expect it or, you know, wait for it or think you deserve it for shit you're supposed to do. That's the stay-at-home moms. A single mom, I'm sorry, you chose that guy, right? I mean, I hate to sound harsh, you chose him. So you're not, I doubt, depending on how that ended, that you're going to get flowers from him. If y'all not together, obviously, you know, if you find a new guy that gives you your flowers, I mean, I know. Let's keep it real, ladies, real quick. I'm jumping a little and I got to hurry. If you're with a guy that is not the father of your kids, what is the value of him giving you flowers? Not in a relationship sense, in the sense of how he sees how you raise your kids and how you are with your kids. I'm pretty sure that's an honest assessment. I don't see a guy giving you credit for something that's false unless he's just hitting it and splitting it. But a guy that's with you, ladies, how do you feel? I want y'all to keep it a buck because I think it doesn't hold up. I think a mother that's not with the original father doesn't value what the new guy says to her in reference to this. She'll accept it. It's a nice gesture, but it doesn't hold the weight as if she was getting it from said father of her kids, even if she doesn't want him physically or want to be back with him. That was still something in life that's stamped that won't be forgotten. So ladies, you can leave in the comments. I'm going to probably put this for the promo. Yeah. How do you feel about the compliments and flowers received from partner you're with that is not the father of your kids? I'm going to leave that there. Let's go to this health/mental tips to close out. You got to be committed, not involved. Podcaster Bedros Koulian. Check him out on YouTube. I'll probably put it in the timestamps, maybe. That is a powerful statement because a lot of things we're doing, we're just involved. I'm not going to lie. When I first started podcast, I was involved. I wasn't committed. But you see, you can't really use me as an example because I'm a dedicated person to shit. If I say I'm going to start something, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. So the podcast might have came off as involved, but I'm committed now for sure, regardless of how numbers look or whatever, because I'll argue that, and I'm not sure how far in depth he went to say that does numbers and stats show your commitment. It probably does, but for me, I don't include that. So yeah, think about that though. Committed, not just involved. Some people are just going to work every day, making money. They're not committed to the job at all. They're just there to get the money and do just enough to not get fired. A lot of us. What are you going to do about that? If I just expose that and you find that this is you, what are you going to do about that? Are you going to stay involved or are you going to become committed and do either step up in that job or try to move on from that job? I'm not saying to leave nothing before you solidify something. But life is about two different lanes. People who are involved and people who are committed. Just whatever you choose to give energy to, be fully committed. That all. Don't bullshit.
That's it for that. Check out the audio No Excuses by Brian Tracy. Another comment. The bigger the gift God sends is wrapped in an even bigger problem. So when you see a multiple things of happening that you're not really comfortable, something's coming. Something's coming. Pray on that. That was said by Norman Vincent Peale, who also has audiobooks to probably give out to you. So go on YouTube for these audiobooks, or if you have the app, check out No Excuses, Brian Tracy. He also has other books that I dig. And check out this guy, Norman Vincent Peale. Health tip right before I skate. No alcohol, guys. Do a no 7 day. Do a no 7 day alcohol challenge. Go to the gym after 7 days. I mean, you're going to work out during the seven. But if you stop drinking for 7 days and then you go to the gym after those 7 days, see how your performance level goes. You can push yourself more. I feel like gym performance is based on the control of sugar. And that's the biggest thing in alcohol. I don't care if it's beer, wine, or the hard stuff. Try to ease off of this shit if you want to really see performance. Now, if you like breaking even, again, involved, not committed. And we've been there. I've been there. I've done that countless times. It's no judgment zone here. I'm not Planet Fitness. No judgment zone. Try it, though. No alcohol 7 days. See how your performance is the following week after that week. And get back to me on it. Till next time, stay safe. Peace. You hear the voice of reason.